Recording started.
Good morning and welcome on this crisp sunny morning, our first Sunday in February, to Rev Ng Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin by setting the intention of our time together to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and numbers reflect you. Lord, I pray that our lives go the better. Say the truth is the Lord has to be true. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying with you.
I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes out of the 1,440 that's promised for you this day to spend time deepening down in spirit and consciousness as we join in our virtual e-community across the airways, our hearts and souls and minds with one another. For many of you that have been with me on this journey of mine for the past 3 years, I am so happy and thrilled to report that I have completed and written my thesis. It has been challenging, to say the least, but one that has brought me growth, expansion, and a deeper abiding faith and consciousness in the source of all that is. What I know with an absolute certainty and unwavering belief, that whatever God has given you to do, God will give you the necessary means with which to carry it out. For each and every one of us, we have a purpose here on earth at this time. Now, it doesn't need to be anything grand or grandiose. I believe just showing up as a decent, integrated, more fully human being is the purpose of each and every one of us. And we have the tools with which to accomplish just even those basic things. And so, my beloveds, I know that truly God is no respecter of persons, as the Bible says. And whatever he can do or has done for me, he can do and will do for everyone. God doesn't play favorites. The universal presence, the essence, the allness that is, simply knows how to express as we give the space with which for him, it, her, it, however you feel comfortable addressing the grand source of being, simply as we allow it to express through us. There is no judgment with God. Judgment is such a human thing. But with God, it simply sees its manifestations and expressions of its own life force, utilizing their power individually, subjectively, as they so choose. As I've often shared, if you can think of spirit, the intelligence of life, the ground of being, just like water or electricity, it's neutral until it is directed. Electricity has been around since the dawn of time, But until you direct it either to now utilize it through an electric grid power station or whatever, or hydroelectric power, and then utilize it again further by stepping it down to use for your heating, your lights, your television, your phones, whatever, only then do you know what electricity can do. But equally, you can misuse electricity. Go and stick your fingers inside the electric socket, and it's not going to care whether you're the Pope or the pauper on the street. It simply is going to react according to the laws of electricity, which is to give you a shock. It is the same with God, the presence, the power, the life force. It isn't judging your actions as good, bad, or right, or wrong. It's simply responding to the law of itself. So, my beloveds, it is incumbent upon you to decide how you wish to utilize the law of God, the law of life, this unchanging, unconditional, unceasing truth. How do you wish to apply it for yourself? God is no respecter of persons. And what God has done for one, God will do for all. So, my friends, it is truly just simply about you getting yourself out of the way and allowing God to do what God does best, which is to give expression to whatever you are holding in consciousness. So my theme this morning is entitled Under His Wings. It's taken and inspired by the song that I will close with today by Lauren Daigle. And it's from one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 91. And whilst I do believe and see God as an energy, as a spirit, as a shapeless, formless being, I still enjoy the metaphors that we use when we want to see or think of God as this anthropomorphic being, this old man in the sky. That doesn't quite resonate with me, but I do like the imagery of thinking that God's got me in his arms, or God's got me under his wings, or God has covered me with his wings. And so Psalm 91, our sacred text, I'm going to share, instead of my usual, which is King James, that I love, for those of you that join me on our Thursday morning prayer, where I always share psalms from Nancy Mill, I'm going to use her version. And she says, those who dwell in the shelter of infinite light, who abide in the wings of infinite love, will raise their voices in praise. My refuge and my strength, in you alone will I trust. For you will deliver me from the webs of fear and illusion, from all that separates and divides. The King James Version goes something like, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will say of the Lord, he is my God and my refuge, my God in whom I trust. And these are words that have sustained me throughout my most adult life. The understanding that God is the one that I go to, my refuge and strength in my time of trouble. The awareness that rather than phoning up my friend to say and complain about whatever is going on, I'm going to God first. And rather than looking at whatever is the situation and thinking how huge it is and it's insurmountable, I go to God and say, you know what to do and how to do it. You are greater than anything that I may face. So you, I'm going to turn this over to and allow you to do your perfect work in and through in perfect and timely ways. You see, when you make God your refuge and your strength, when you know that you can go and cover under his wings, there is protection, there is comfort, there is solace, there is an awareness and an understanding. God's got this. You see, my beloved, we so separate ourselves from this truth where we think we have to handle it, where we think we are the ones that are doing the doing, where we forget who we are and whose we are. The quote that I sent out yesterday, I loved, because he said, little by little, breath by breath, love dissolves the illusions and the fear is born of our estrangement from the infinite love that is our life. We have become estranged from this remembrance that always underneath we have the everlasting wings that can cover us. We are one with that which is infinite. We are one with that which is changeless and unchanging. We have become estranged and allow our fears and illusions that our ego conjures up and believes that they have the power. We believe that they have the truth and they are the reality. No, my beloveds, we need to come back to the remembrance that when we can allow our consciousness, our thoughts to reside on the truth that is unfailing and unchanging, that God is our refuge and strength, that the infinite intelligence, the ground of being, the source of all that is, gives us what we need when we need it. When we can come back to this truth and align with it, all illusions, all sense of separation dissolves and dissipates. I have said over and over and over again, we are not here to live a torturous life and then die at the end of it. We are here to realize our own divinity. We are here to express the allness, the fullness, the greatness that is God in you. And I'm saying God in you, not in someone else, but God in you and God in each and every one of us. God has not separated herself, himself, itself from you because you think you are unworthy. No. That is just an illusion that you have bought into that has no ground or foundation in the reality of truth. You are worthy simply because you are a child of God. It's been a while since I've shared anything from fragments of our ancient name, so this morning I'm sharing something from there. It's by Lakananda Devi, entitled Dweller in the Heart. You inhabit the totality of my being. So quietly I often forget you are there. You occupy the corners where even I sometimes fear to enter and reside. You abide in the midst of my weakness and accept my endless efforts to change. Oh, the mystery, the wonder, the power of your dwelling within my simple heart. Thank you for the gift of your presence, for the permanent lodging of your love. God is permanently lodged within your being. God is permanently lodged in every part and particle of you. God is permanently lodged as you, expressing in the way that is uniquely yours. Always underneath are the wings of the divine life, the divine love, the divine presence that is eternal. One of my favorite Christian writers, Thomas Merton, who was a monk who died very strangely back in the 60s, says, you do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly where it is or isn't going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and challenges offered by the present moment and to embrace them with courage, faith, and hope. You see, when you know that truly you're abiding in the presence and the awareness and the consciousness that is God, you know that you are more than equal to the challenge. And yes, there are going to be times when you doubt even that truth. But always, at any moment, we have the opportunity to come back to the remembrance. Throughout my journey with the process of doing my doctorate, I doubted myself. I never doubted God, but I did doubt myself. I did doubt my ability. I did doubt whether I had what it took. I did doubt myself consciously. But always I'd come back that if God gave me this thing to do, God could do it through me. Let me take my egoic self out of the equation and think it is me, the little Ingrid, that is doing this. and let me allow myself to connect with the source of all that is and know that there's something greater than little Ingrid that is going to do this. The God as me, in me, through me, would do this perfect work. My story is from then, it's about Denzel Washington. And there's a wonderful little video you can go and view. I think it's Goldcast that he's in. And it simply says, Oscar winner Denzel Washington is one of our greatest living actors, but he wasn't always a superstar. In 1975, Denzel was a 20-year-old journalism major flunking out of Fordham University. He had no clue what to do with his life, drop out of school or join the army. Sitting in his mom's beauty parlor in Mount Vernon, New York, he noticed a woman under the dryer. Every time I looked up, she was looking at me, Denzel said, during a commencement address at Dillard University in 2015. Suddenly, she asked for a pen and a piece of paper. I have a prophecy, she said, staring at Denzel. Boy, you are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Travel the world? Speak to millions? Denzel could barely figure out college. Maybe this woman's words meant that he'd follow in his father's footsteps and become a minister. Months later, Denzel discovered acting. He graduated and won a scholarship to the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. Movie roles followed. As Denzel's star rose, he traveled the world. His films have drawn millions. He still carries the woman's prophecy with him. What she told me that day has stayed with me, he said. I've been protected. I've been directed. I didn't always stick with God, but he always stuck with me. When you listen to that address that he gave, he will tell you, you got to trust and put your faith in God. You got to recognize that truly you are covered under the wings of God's love, God's truth, God's light, God's wisdom. That there are things that doesn't make sense. It never made sense. How could I, with a few CSEs and O-levels, go from there to doing a doctorate? But you see, when God has a plan and a purpose for you, God will always find a way to make it happen. So my science of mind reading this morning is entitled, Fear Not. My first quote comes from Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 224. Know that in this presence, there is no tension, no struggle, no fear. There is no sense of conflict. The author writes, everything we've been discussing so far takes trust. We trust that we recognize our good. We trust that we are one with our good. And heaven knows it takes trust to surrender. It is trust that eliminates the fear. Trust gives us the courage to feel the fear and do it anyway. But what if we could completely trust it in the one power, knowing that we could not fail? Wouldn't that take the fear away? In Matthew 6:25 we read, take no thought for your life, which doesn't mean don't worry about it. There is a power that knows what you need. All you are to do is to recognize that this power is yours to use. Don't be afraid to live your life as big as you can imagine. There's nothing that keeps your good from coming to you. There's nothing that can keep your vision from being revealed or your purpose from being lived. Have no fear and trust that you are completely supported in all the good you are here to reveal. You are so loved by life. Life is here to support you. This you can trust. Have faith in the process. Have faith in you. Fear not, for you are guided and directed always in all ways. My beloved, as we allow ourselves to come back to the remembrance that always underneath, we are underneath the wings. Always we are covered by by the wings of love, the wings of peace, the wings of joy. Always we are protected, supported, comforted by the unchanging presence of the source of our being. As we dwell in the awareness and the consciousness of this unchanging truth, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As we abide in the conscious awareness that we are God, that we are one with God and all that God is, when we abide in this truth, all our needs are met. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. And bring our attention to our breath. As always, I remember the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it's the prana, it's the life force that animates in and through and as us. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out slow." Inhale. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. Thank you.
my breath as I breathe in healing. Now as you breathe and say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in trust. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in trust. As I breathe out of fear. Trust. Fear. Trust. Here, in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul, take a moment to set the intention for your week ahead. As you see in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience, add the feeling component to it. For each one, it's different. Be intentional as you are seeing and feeling what is important for you. Take a deep breath in as we bring our attention into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is infinite intelligence, the one mind, the presence, the spirit, the energy, the life force that is everywhere present in and through everything. God is both immanent and transcendent, ground of being. So in this awareness, we know that what we are holding mentally and we are being intentional about, the presence, the energy, the life force is there to quicken, to renew, to restore, to replenish. So in this awareness, we consciously commune with the source, the ground of all that is. Divine beloved, infinite creator, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into connection with you. May we remember that always we are underneath your wings. Always as we consciously remain aware that you have got whatever it is that we are confronting, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, that you have said before you call, I have answered, and while you yet speak, I have heard, that our needs are met. For truly as we abide in this awareness, in this consciousness, can we live the life that has been created for us. May we surrender our doubts and fears, our uncertainties, our worries, our concerns that we are not enough or we are not worthy. To know that we are simply because we are made in your image and likeness and sons and daughters of the Most High God. Divine beloved, source of all that is, ground of our being. May we always hold this truth in our hearts. That there is nowhere where you are not. That there is nothing that we can do that can ever separate us from your love. Our teachers are not height nor breadth nor things past or things to come. We are always one with you. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. With all the confusion, the turmoil, the upside down that it seems to be happening in this world at this time. Grant our hearts peace. Grant our hearts the truth and the awareness that always we are one with you and all that you are. That in spite of the appearances that seems to be causing us distress or disturbance, that we come back to this truth and remember that underneath we are covered with your wings. The wings of love, the wings of comfort, the wings of protection, the wings of power. For our world leaders, I ask that you touch their hearts, that they may know that we are one kind, humankind, that they will lead, guide, and govern with this awareness and seek to do their best for all concerned. All sentient beings have a right to be here, the winged, the hoof, the two-legged, the four-legged, the furry, the finned. We are all expressions of your life. Let us be a beneficial presence on this earth at this time. Let us express our true divine nature, which is love. Let us be all that you created us to be. O divine beloved, for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands up towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. I trust in the divine wisdom.
I trust in the divine wisdom of the universe.
I live my life fearlessly. I am filled with the grace of God. I am grateful for my beautiful life.
I am grateful for my beautiful life.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
So my beloveds, as we continue in the season of nonviolence, today it's believing, tomorrow is simplicity, the fifth is education, the sixth is healing, the seventh is dreaming, the eighth is faith, and ninth is contemplation. The season of nonviolence is something that truly we all should commit to. How do we communicate nonviolently? How do we interact with each other nonviolently? How are we with ourselves nonviolently? And we're running out of time today, so I'm going to make that our theme next week. How do we interact with one another nonviolently? And so that we can truly honor the season of nonviolence and make it a part of our reality, as a way of being, living, and showing up in this world. So my closing benediction, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. So my closing song, as I promised you, it's such a beautiful song, Lauren Daigle, entitled Your Wings and Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Wings, Lauren Daigle. My beloved, keep warm, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, 10 to 10, and again following Sunday for Revving Sunday Soul Connection. Have a happy and blessed Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.